Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by
EP Boulevard Pawn Shop,
located inside the famous Marlowe's restaurant,
just down the street from Graceland.
Just a few weeks ago, a young man from Memphis, Tennessee, recorded a song on the Sun label. He has a new, distinctive style.
Hit it! Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe.
Shazam!
Here is Elvis.
Rock and roll music, if you like it, and if you feel it, you can't help but move to it.
Yeah, baby!
The best 2 hours of Elvis.
Blue Suede Connection. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all there's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children's ear all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, boy loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, well, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. 'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Welcome everybody to Blue Suede Connection. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
Ho, 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 and a big ho!
Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas to you and everybody out there listening today. It is our annual Elvis Christmas Party / show.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a good one today. 'Tis the season to be jolly, and we are jolly and full of holly and all that good stuff.
That's clever.
We are on a roll, cause butter. Today on the show, you're going to hear a lot from Elvis's personal jeweler, Lal Hayes.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to, in fact, today it's a lot about the generosity of Elvis, especially at Christmas time. But we've said it before, Elvis was Christmas year round.
Yeah, he was.
But he really loved this time of the year, and you're going to hear about that. You're also going to hear from George Klein today, his close friend and buddy.
Aww.
And Joe Machia, he was one of the Imperials, the backup band, and also became a very good friend of Elvis's.
Uh huh.
You're going to share, speaking of generosity, some special Elvis stories about that.
I do. I have a couple things to share.
What was Elvis's best Christmas song? Well, the critics are going to share that with us. And then the fans pick theirs. And we'll see if we agree with the fans.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
And what was the top-selling album, Christmas album of all time?
Oh,
did Elvis make the list? Do you think he did?
I think he did.
You think he did? We don't know where he falls on that list yet. Well, we
high.
Do.
High. It'll be high.
Yeah, we know, but we're not going to say. You got to listen. You got to stay tuned to find this good stuff out. But you're going to hear a lot of great Christmas music today. We've pulled from the classic Elvis songs. We got a few of the Philharmonic added in there. And just a lot of good stuff. It's all Christmas. It's all Elvis. Here on Blue Suede Connection. Baby, give me a big ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
And he was so generous with us guys. I mean, you can't believe what the gifts he gave us and how much he would come in and he'd hug your neck and show a side of him that you never knew.
Good job.
I gave him a Bible one time, pushed his forehead against mine, and he said, "This means so much to me." He probably had 100 Bibles, you know. I think that is a part of the love and this love story with Elvis that I think is so important.
come let us adore you. Oh, come let us adore you. Oh, come let us adore him. Christ the
in the city, ring-a-ling, hear them ring, soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style, in the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you'll hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring, soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids punch, this is Santa's big scene. And above all, the bustle you'll hear. Silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Christmas Day, soon it will be Christmas Day.
Now, you would consider that a heartwarming, special kind of Christmas song, right? One that touches the heart, that kind of Christmas song.
Oh, I love it, yeah.
Well, app.com put out the top 10 most heartwarming Christmas songs of all time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, think about it. Not just Elvis. Think about all the Christmas songs out there. And before I get to number one, I'll see if you can guess what the number one song might be.
Okay.
All right. Number 10, they have Christmas Time Is Here by the Vince Guaraldi Trio.
Mm-hmm.
The great classic Peace on Earth, Drummer Boy with Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
Oh, really?
That's kind of is heartwarming,
interesting.
I guess.
Interesting, okay.
Someday at Christmas by Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, Andy Williams.
Oh, huh.
Happy Christmas, War is Over, John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Well, number five comes in Some Dude Named Elvis Presley, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
That's on the list there. Number four, Silent Night by Bing Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bing is like the king of Christmas when it comes to Christmas songs.
He is, yep.
Absolutely. The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole.
I like that.
Number two, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Judy Garland. Do you have any idea what you think the number one song might be that's the most heartwarming, most loved traditional Christmas song?
I think it's got to be White Christmas.
You know what? You just won the prize, baby.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to do Bing's version. You know whose version we're going to do.
Well, of course.
And he kind of rocked it up a little bit. And then back when this album first came out, a lot of people were angry.
Really?
Like, he took our traditional, slow, lovely, beautiful Christmas song and made it rock and roll.
Oh.
But it's Elvis, and that's why we love him.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be bright. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
When Elvis started getting that money and it started becoming, he wanted to share it. He was a sharing person. And his dad got in early confrontations with him about giving so much away. He would say, son, you know, we're pretty wealthy, but man, you're giving people houses and you're giving guys on television you don't even know Cadillacs, and people walk off the street in a dealership, you buy them a Cadillac. And pretty soon the bank account is going to take a hit. And Elvis would say, look, Dad, he said, look, I enjoy giving stuff away to people. He said, that's how I get my enjoyment. He said, I'm doing 2 in 6 weeks and make $2 million. He said, I'm not worried about money. He said, I want to make people happy.
Candle glows. I believe.
for everyone who goes astray. Someone will come to show the way. I believe someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear newborn baby cry or touch a leaf.
You know, not everybody likes to fill stuff.
Right, uh-huh.
There is one or two out there that doesn't really appreciate it as much as others. Most do.
Uh-huh.
So we kind of mixed the show today. You're going to get some fill, and you're going to get some of the traditional. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the way to do it, to make everybody happy.
Okay,
but
sounds good.
But I saw a complaint the other day on Facebook. I'm so tired of the Philharmonic Christmas. Why not the traditional? Then I saw another post by somebody else. I just love this Christmas with the Elvis and the Philharmonic.
Yeah.
So
the fans are split. Huh?
It really are. Just like anything else in the Elvis world, you've got black and white sometimes. That's just the way it works.
Right.
Do you have a favorite Elvis Christmas song? I was going to ask you, which one is your favorite?
Well, not to be typical, but Blue Christmas and Merry Christmas, Baby are my favorites.
Yeah, I always like those two, and Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me.
Yeah, I like that one too, yeah.
Yeah, I like the fun, happy Christmas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The sad stuff, too, is okay, but I got to be in the mood for that.
I like it when Elvis does things with his own little flair, like Merry Christmas, Baby's got that bluesy Christmas sound. I like that.
Absolutely. Well, we'd like to know what your favorite is, and you're welcome to give us a shout and let us know, and there's many ways you can do so.
Yeah, at 540-227-0514. That phone number also works international on WhatsApp.
There you go. Coming right back at you with a lot of great Elvis Christmas music. TL's got a fantastic story she's going to share, and it's all Christmas. And once again, baby, let's do it together. Ho, 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 ho. Ho. Hey, everybody. Every time me and Cousin Goober pass through Memphis, we stop in at E.P. Boulevard Pawn Shop. Inside that there Marlowe's, and we visit with Cousin John and check out all his Elvis collectibles. They'll make you say, Shazam!
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
I have a few guilty pleasures in life. A good Texas steak, Sunday football, and of course the greatest pleasure in the world, cooking with propane and listening to Blue Suede Connection.
You can play on me. be home. Oh, Christmas, oh, 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 yes. If only in my dream
I'll be home for Christmas.
You know, I don't think it will be Christmas, a normal Christmas for me and for you, if we didn't receive at least one Elvis Christmas gift.
Oh, you know we will.
My mother, I think every year she's gotten us something to do with Elvis. You've gotten Elvis carrying bags. We got Elvis
umbrella,
mugs a few years ago.
Yeah, umbrellas. I really love my umbrella.
So when you're an Elvis fan, you kind of come to expect that. And I look forward to my annual Elvis Christmas gifts.
Right.
So you have a list there compiled of great Elvis gift ideas, right?
Yeah, so if you're still looking for a gift for your Elvis fan in your family, this comes from littlethings.com, perfect Elvis gift ideas. We're going to give you the item and the price. Elvis eyeglass case and lens wipe.
Right.
Was $14.99.
That's not bad.
No, not at all. Actually, everything on here is pretty decent.
Right.
Elvis phone case, $10.95.
Right.
Elvis bobblehead doll. Now, that's something I probably wouldn't do, but if you have someone that likes those, it's $29.95.
Right.
Elvis cups and coasters, that's pretty cool, $20.97.
Right.
Elvis decoration table lamp. So it depends on what that looks like. I haven't seen the actual picture, but it's $50.99.
It's probably a variety.
Yeah, like a variety of pictures, maybe even a collage. Elvis Zippo lighter, $16.47.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun for the man in your life. Elvis three-piece bed set. Queen is $99.95, so I'm sure a king is over $100.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there. I'm not sleeping with Elvis.
Okay.
He's on my walls. He's all over my house, but we're not going to sleep on
him. We're not going to sleep on
him. No, I got to put my foot down somewhere.
Well, you know, there's some single people out there that might think that's okay.
We know a few of those ladies.
All right. Elvis dog costume. $22.97. I don't think Brinkley would appreciate that.
You don't
think
he would rock the sideburns?
You know, I have to say, I have put him in many different things like Superman and Batman. When he was a puppy.
Right.
But now that he's an older dog, like you say, he's getting contrary.
Right.
So I think he would be very upset if I put something on him.
Yep.
Elvis earbuds. These are cool. $42.44 is the price on that. And Elvis 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. These are always fun. $25.95.
You got to have patience for that.
Yep. Yeah. If none of that sounds good, we've got a few more. Elvis salt and pepper shakers, $12.58. Now, your mother got us that last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
We haven't put them out yet, though, because we always said when we get our house, we're going to
Well,
it'll
probably
cut the house now.
It'll probably go in the cinema room.
Right.
Elvis playing cards, $7.24. That's really good.
Hey, we have Elvis Uno.
We do, yep. Yeah. Elvis floor mat, $29.95. Mm-hmm. I love Elvis handbags myself. I have several, $28.90. Not a bad price.
I don't have Elvis handbags.
Yeah, I have an Elvis wallet. I had one when I was a kid.
Yeah, I did when I was a kid, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Elvis nightlight. You want that in the bedroom?
Oh, that could go here in our studio.
Okay, $8.95. Elvis stocking. Now, that's, I don't know if they mean stocking like socks or stocking like Christmas stocking, but it's $23.03.
It better be one good sock.
Life-size cutout cardboard stand-up, $34.95.
We could put him in. Yeah, we could put him here in the studio.
Scare
off burglars.
It'd probably scare the cats.
Yeah.
That like to come in here and lay around and sleep while we're doing shows. So this is, if you want to see any more of these, they probably have the website links where you can purchase them.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
So littlethings.com. /lifestyle/Elvis-gift guide.
All right. Good stuff right there, baby.
Yeah.
All right. We heard from GK a little earlier. George Klein is his real name. He left the world not so long ago, but he was one of Elvis's closest buddies, and he's always got great things to share about Elvis, so he'll kick off this next set.
He liked to see the enjoyment, because when a guy gives you a new Cadillac or gives you a house or gives you a free trip to Hawaii, you become elated, and that made him feel good. And to give stuff away and make people happy, that's what he enjoyed.
The wonderful world of Christmas is a wonderful world to behold. The wonderful
Christmas was made for the young and the old. Smile and good cheer of each neighbor, and children with cheeks all aglow. So warm is this Christmassy feeling, with the treetops all wrapped up in snow. Is the joy from the moment it starts. The wonderful world of Christmas shall remain every day in our hearts.
To the wonderful world of Christmas.
We had a guy in a group named Richard Davis, who was kind of sort of, he'd been with Elvis, he'd been in the Memphis Mafia, he'd been Elvis' stand-in in a bunch of his movies, Memphis guy, was a record promoter, and he was down on his luck. And Elvis heard about it, and he sent for him. He said, Richard, I hear you're down on your luck. And it was, holidays were approaching, he said, yeah, Elvis. Elvis gave him a brand new Cadillac convertible and 10,000 cash. He said, maybe this will help you out.
Touched them and they burst apart with sweet memories. Sweet memories of holding hands and red bouquets and twilights trimmed in purple haze and laughing eyes and simple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Memories, memories of holding hands and red bouquets and twilights trimmed in purple haze and laughing eyes and simple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Memories, memories, sweet memories, memories.
You know, one thing special, we've talked about this in the past, that a lot of people might not know about Elvis, that every year at Christmas, he would almost have what you call an open house.
Right, yeah.
Where he would just start handing checks to people and helping out people all over Memphis and different charities and things like that. If he knew somebody was in hurting, they wouldn't even have to ask. He would just hand them money.
Uh-huh, exactly.
And it just says a lot about him. And this is stuff that, you know, didn't necessarily come out until after Elvis left the world.
Correct. But it was actually quite hush-hush for the longest time.
I think the biggest dilemma the fellas in the group had was, I often hear stories where they didn't know what to get him at Christmas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't think Elvis cared so much about receiving it. He loved the giving part. But then again, there is that little kid in Elvis that we all know.
Right.
And I'm sure he just liked opening gifts like everybody else.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It might just be like a can of soda or something. I don't think he cared, but just the fun of opening.
Well, I think he liked the gifts that were a little bit more personal.
Yeah,
like the guys
that
got personal Bibles for him and stuff.
You're
going to
hear that from Joe Machia later, a little story about that.
Yeah.
He liked cards. I think cards just touched him.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Christmas cards.
Reading cards, if you wrote something personal in it. Yeah.
Right. And that's just the type of fella he was. But as we've said a million times, he loved giving. He had a heart of gold. And his personal jeweler was Lowell Hayes.
Right. Uh-huh.
And all that crazy, wild, wacky jewelry you see Elvis wearing pretty much came from Lowell.
Right.
And he has a lot of Elvis stories to share about Elvis's generosity. And you're going to hear some. In fact, you're going to hear one right now. How's that sound?
Oh, great.
I was sitting by the stage, and he came over to me, and he says, where's your case? And he's up there singing, you know, where's your case? And I said, it's right here. He said, set it up here. I set my case up on the stage, and he just got jewelry out of it, and he was giving it to people on the people on the front row that would, and he was just giving away all this jewelry. The difference in Elvis and everyone else was that he obviously loved his fans. He was so honest. You just didn't doubt that he was pure as a driven snow. He was just a good, good person, and people knew that. His fans knew that.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. Job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. You can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Your face unafraid, the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. I said I walk in a winter wonderland.
Celebrate my baby back to me. Celebrate my baby back to me.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa,
Him I bleed. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree is ready, the candles all aglow, but with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, him I bleed. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby.
Please make these reindeer hurry. Well, the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas until my baby's here. Oh, well, fill my sock with candy, an old bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Please make these reindeer hurry. Well, the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas until my baby's here. Fill my sock with candy, an old bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, give my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby.
TL, do you think you have any idea what the top-selling Christmas album of all time might be?
Well,
first off, do you think Elvis made the list?
I think he made the list with Blue Christmas.
Okay.
The Christmas
album. We're talking album. Yeah,
yeah, but the album that Blue Christmas was on. I forget what that was.
Well, I'll give you a name or two on the list. This is a teaser. Mariah Carey's on the list.
Okay.
Johnny Mathis is also on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And a big one on the list is the... it's actually a three-way tie. Mannheim Steamrollers is one of those persons in that three-way tie.
I'm always surprised at that, but, yeah, but it is pretty neat. We had it playing in the house mm-hmm. the other day, so.
Yeah. Well, where did Elvis rate on this list? We're going to find out. It comes from Billboard, so it's legit.
So I'm going to guess it's the Christmas album from 57.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you. You got to, just like everybody else, you got to wait.
Okay.
All right, we're coming back at you with all this great information and tons of wonderful Elvis Christmas music, right back after this.
Hey, everybody. Every time me and Cousin Goober pass through Memphis, we stop in at EP Boulevard Pawn Shop inside the Marlowe's, and we visit Cousin John and check out all his Elvis collectibles. They'll make you say Shazam.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Now back to the music.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as you probably know, after he leaves here tonight with Colonel Tom Parker, who's done such a magnificent job as his manager, Elvis Presley is out to Hollywood to do his new Paramount picture, Running Wild, for Hal Wallace. While he's out there, he's going to do a big Hungarian relief show. But because this young man feels so keenly about Hungarian relief, he urges all of us through the country to remember that immediate aid is needed. So long before his benefit show is put on, he wants to remind you to send in your checks to your various churches, Red Cross, etc. And now he's going to sing a song. He feels that this is sort of in the mood that he'd like to create. Peace in the Valley. Here is Elvis Presley.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Ooh, night, and a lamb is a light, and a night that is as black as the sea. Oh, yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, oh, my Lord, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me, for me.
Elvis, ladies and gentlemen, as much as he goes to the coast now for his new picture, this will be the last time that we'll run into each other for a while. But I wanted to say to Elvis Presley and the country that this is a real, decent, fine boy. And wherever you go, Elvis, the guys who accompany you over there, we want to say that we've never had a pleasanter experience on our show with a big name than we've had with you. You're thoroughly all right. So now, let's have a tremendous hand for a very nice person.
Well, Ed didn't want to like him, but he couldn't help but have to like him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They tried to hate him.
Yeah, he tried real hard, but it just didn't work. Mm-hmm. Something about that Presley kid, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Billboard.com, the top-selling Christmas albums of all time in the U.S.
All right.
Where is he on the list? Did he make the list?
He made the list.
All right, here we go. Johnny Mathis, Merry Christmas, from 1958, peaked at number 3. On the LP charts, it sold 5.24 million.
All right.
All right. Barbra Streisand from 1967, a Christmas album, 3.37 million.
Okay.
Next on that list, Celine Dion from 1994, These Are Special Times,
mm-hmm.
5.44 million.
Wow, okay.
Mariah Carey follows suit next. 1998's Merry Christmas, 5.5 million.
Mm.
Josh Groban comes in next in 2007 with Noel, 5.89 million.
Wow.
All right, we're getting close to the bottom of the list here, or the top. A three-way tie right here at $6 million. Nat King Cole from 1960, The Christmas Song. Mm-hmm. Mannheim Steamrollers Christmas from 1984. And Mannheim Steamrollers A Fresh Air Christmas from 1984.
Really?
They're all tied in that spot. Kenny G, Miracles The Holiday, 7.37 million from 1994.
Hmm.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Here's the top dog, Elvis Presley's Elvis Christmas album.
Yes.
From 1957.
Rains, was right.
It reigns as the biggest selling Christmas album of all times in the U.S. on Billboard. The album has been certified as having sold over 10 million copies.
There we go, as our boy.
So there you go. Did you expect any less from Mr. Elvis Aaron Presley? Speaking of gifts, he is that gift that just keeps giving, isn't he?
He is. Yes, he is.
In 1975, at a concert in Asheville, North Carolina, Elvis went on stage wearing a huge opal and diamond ring on his finger. This ring was reportedly worth between $35,000 and $40,000. During the concert, Elvis saw a little girl in the front row who was sitting in a wheelchair. He took the ring off his finger and gave it to the little girl. There was no publicity about this, just the enormous satisfaction that Elvis got from seeing the look on the little girl's face.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see the light above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars move by. Yet in thy dark streets shine the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars together, proclaim thy holy birth. And praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see the light above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars move by, yet in thy dark streets shine the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee.
Before we were doing eight verses, we're cutting it down to six. So, one, two, three.
Three up.
Just raise that
hand.
Okay, we're rolling. This is four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might take three and then two. And then one.
Well, we can try it, you know.
Three. Four.
From the hills of Georgia, across the plains of Tennessee, I've seen and I've done most everything that a man can do or see. But if I could dream from yesterday, I'd be on that train tomorrow, be home on Christmas Day. It's been so many times before she left Campbell. Oh, too many tears have felt my soul filled with yearning. If I had any sense at all, just be on my way. Catch a train tomorrow, be home on Christmas Day. Every time I think about all the love I left behind, still linger within my troubled mind. I'd just be on my way. I'd catch a train tomorrow. I'd be home on Christmas Day. I had any sense at all. Yeah, I'd just be on my way. I'd catch a train tomorrow and be home on Christmas Day. Catch a train tomorrow and be home on. Christmas Day. Oh, it won't seem like Christmas, oh, without you. Or too many miles are between. But if I get the one thing I'm wishing for, then I'll see you tonight in my dreams. Seems a long time since we've been together. It was just about this time of year. Looks like it's gonna be snowy weather. How I wish that you could be here. But it won't seem like Christmas without you. Or too many miles are between. But if I get the one thing that I'm wishing for, then I'll see you tonight in my dream. In the distance I hear sleigh bells ringing. The holly's so pretty this year. And the carols that so somebody sing reminds me of our Christmas last year. Oh, but it won't be like Christmas without you. Or too many miles are between. Oh, but if I get the one thing that I'm wishing for, then I'll see you tonight in my dream. Yes, I'll see you tonight in my dream.
Hi, it's Dan and TL from Blue Suede Connection.
Thank you for making the connection.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a blessed and Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening.
Blue, blue, blue Christmas.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Beverly's Way Connection.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio.
Gotcha.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing near the mistletoe. Take it off, baby, take it off. Yo, yo, ho! Walk
good music on my radio. Wake up, hut. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, underneath your mistletoe. You sure did treat me nice. Talk, 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 talk. Merry, Merry Christmas, baby.
Tis the season to be jolly, and that we are here on Blue Suede Connection today.
Merry Christmas.
It's that time of the year, the most wonderful time of the year, as a great philosopher once said.
Absolutely.
We hope you're getting in the Christmas spirit with us today. We have a lot of fun doing this show every year. Everybody loves the gospel. Everybody loves the Christmas music of Elvis Presley.
Yeah, it doesn't get played enough, does it?
There are atheists out there who love his spiritual music and his Christmas music.
Really?
They just love Elvis, yeah.
Okay.
And there's just something special about this. And welcome to hour number two, everybody. First hour went really well. Lots of great information, fun facts, and fun Elvis stories. And you've got more to share this hour. In fact, you're going to do it in two parts, right?
Yep, we're going to talk about Elvis and his gift-giving.
Yeah, we're on the generosity thing of Elvis today. As I said, every day was Christmas with Elvis, but this time of the year really brought out that side
of
him. Oh,
yeah, he loved this time of year. He also loved to have parties at the house, actually.
Absolutely. We're also going to talk about the fans pick their favorite Elvis song.
Mm.
We're going to talk about that. And what is the best rock and roll Christmas song? You think Elvis made that list?
I imagine he did.
You imagine he did? Well, we're going to
How
find out.
How could he not, right?
Yeah. Well, and, of course, to have fun and listen to Elvis music with us.
Oh, absolutely.
As I always say, we're one big happy family. And the thing about this year's Christmas, you don't need to wear a mask. Or get tested to listen to Blue Suede Connection.
Well, yeah, well, we're in the studio together, and yes. We probably are about 6 feet apart, maybe not quite.
Right, well, you know. But anyway, I thought I'd throw that in there.
You're
I have
funny.
To be me.
You're funny.
All right, let's get back to some more great Elvis Christmas music. You know, we kicked it off this hour with a little Elvis blues. Let's go with some more Elvis bluesy Christmas tunes. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right, ho, ho, and a ho, ho, ho.
Christmas. Christmas, Christmas.
With reindeer, no sack on my back. You wanna see me coming in a big black Cadillac? Pretty stockings, put off the light. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney.
Christmas.
my side while I was drifting. And I was wondering, and Jesus saw me. He heard me praying, and now I'm singing. Because I'm happy, and I don't know just what I do.
If the Lord wasn't walking by my side,
what would I do?
What would I do?
What would I do?
What would I do?
Well, I'd be lonely, discouraged, burdened on the way.
If the Lord wasn't walking by my side every day,
I'd be so friendless, and I'd be helpless, and I don't know just what I'd do.
If the Lord wasn't walking by my side,
what would I do when the tears fill my eyes?
What would I do
when it's my time to die?
I'd be lonely,
and walking by my side
every day.
I'd be so friendless.
I'd be
so helpless. And I don't know
just what I'd do.
Okay, Rudolph, you ready for this list?
All righty, give it to me.
All right, we have here from ElvisDaily.com.
Mm-hmm.
The fans voted.
Okay.
To pick their very favorite Elvis Christmas song. All right, let's do this. Number 10, Here Comes Santa Claus.
Okay, yeah.
Number 9, Peace in the Valley.
Love it.
Number 8, Silent Night.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Take My Hand, Precious Lord.
Great one.
Number 6, Mama Like the Roses.
Ah.
Number 5, Santa Claus is Back in Town.
Love it.
Number 4, White Christmas.
Okay.
Number 3, one of my favorites, Santa Bring My Baby Back to me.
Yep.
Number 2, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I don't think it was a real hard guess to figure out what song every Elvis fan pretty much voted for out there as being their favorite Elvis Christmas song. So let's do it.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling, your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. With your Christmas of white.
Was it really any question what song was going to be picked by, as among the Elvis world, the most popular Elvis Christmas song?
No, I knew it was going to be Blue Christmas, of course.
But the big question is, the next poll we're going to do is from rockandrollgarage.com, and they picked the best rock and roll songs of all time.
Okay.
So we don't know.
The Christmas rock and roll songs?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah. Are they pro-Elvis or anti-Elvis? Because sometimes Elvis doesn't get fair share in some of these more modern rock and roll groups.
I think they'll give him at least one prop.
You think they will? Oh, we're going to find that out in a little bit. And you're going to share some really, really good Elvis stories with us.
Yep, we're going to talk about Elvis's generosity at Christmas and year-round, really.
One thing you can't talk enough about on Blue Suede Connection is Elvis Presley.
See, true.
You can't go wrong with that list. And we're going to come back at you with a Christmas classic. All kinds of great Christmas music, gospel music coming up here on Blue Suede Connection today. It's all about Christmas, all about Elvis. Merry Christmas, everybody. We hope you're having a good time with us.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, everybody. Every time me and Cousin Goober pass through Memphis, we stop in at E.P. Boulevard Pawn Shop. Inside that there Marlowe's, and we visit with Cousin John and check out all his Elvis collectibles. They'll make you say, Shazam!
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Hi, it's Dan and TL from Blue Suede Connection.
Thank you for making the connection.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a blessed and Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening.
Blue, blue, blue Christmas.
Now back to the music.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night. That love is so deep. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of Israel.
Born is the King of Israel.
And saw a star shining in the east beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued.
Wasn't that pretty?
It sure was.
Gotta love it, gotta love it. Yeah. Especially when done by Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby, I am going to turn the mic over to you. I know you've got a ton of great Christmas theme type stories over there about Elvis and his generosity. And
Right. So we all know that Elvis's generosity and his gift giving was legendary.
Right.
Elvis referred to his gifts as his happies.
Oh, I like that.
I think that's so cute. Yeah. His happies. I'm going to give out some happies now.
I'd never heard that one before.
No one close to Elvis ever came up empty-handed. Of course, he was known for giving away cars.
Yes.
And jewelry and various things.
As you're learning a lot about today.
Yeah, but his giving was genuine and pure. It was out of love, admiration. Oftentimes it was a reward for loyalty
right.
to people in his group. And he also did it a lot as a way to apologize. Elvis wasn't known for
that,
saying,
yeah.
I'm sorry. He wasn't real great right. at that. So when he did things that he knew was wrong, he would give somebody something as a way of saying he was sorry.
Okay.
Girlfriends were often lavished upon.
Oh,
June Junico was one of the girls that often declined her boyfriend's gifts because she was brought up in Southern ways.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
she felt that to accept them would give off the wrong impression.
Okay.
So she says to this day, she can think of all the Cadillacs she passed up. However, Anita Wood
right.
Wasn't quite so modest, and she did accept pretty much everything that he offered her, diamond rings, cars, and endless toys and jewelry.
I guess it's where and how you're raised, huh?
Or just how you feel about it.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I mean, Priscilla, of course, over the years has had many, many gifts.
Sure.
It wasn't always big gift ticket items that Elvis gave away either.
Right.
He would do things like flowers for co-stars. Like in King Creole, he gave his co-star a stuffed tiger for
oh,
her
cool.
birthday. He was known to give away copies of books, like The Impersonal Life was one of his favorite books. He gave that away often.
He loved sharing books, didn't he? Yeah.
Yep. He gave away jewelry made by Harry Levitch. It was a cross and Jewish star combination.
Okay.
And he gave away that to a lot of the actors on Frankie and Johnny.
Very cool.
Lamar Fike, he gave him enough money in a cash sum to buy a house.
Wow.
He often bought things like Colonel Tom Parker an electric golf cart so he could drive around the movie
the
lot.
Current, yeah.
You know what he gave the Beatles in 65?
What?
I never knew this. He gave them, this is sort of funny, Mrs. Elvis, cowboy holsters and guns, stagecoach lamps, and a full collection of his records.
Oh, wow.
I think that's sort of hilarious. What are these grown men going to do with guns and holsters and stagecoach
well,
lamps.
Well, they were like kids in their own right, too. They were sort of Elvish in that way.
But
so.
That's just so funny.
Elvish. That's my new word. They were Elvish in that
Elvish,
way.
Elvish. They yeah. were Elvish. That's yeah. actually a cool word.
I like that.
I think you just made one up.
Yeah, I learned me a new word today.
Farron Young once told Elvis that he loved the look of his Harley, so Elvis gave it to him.
Wow, okay.
Same thing with shirts. People were often admiring shirts that he was wearing. He'd literally take it off his own back and give it to him.
Very cool.
Yeah, and we have many, many more stories that we can share.
Oh, you going to share more later?
Yeah, we'll share more later because it goes on and on. So.
All right, my gift that loves to give.
Yeah.
All right, I love it. All right, you've been talking about generosity. We've been doing it all throughout the show. We heard a lot from his jeweler, Lyle Hayes. I think we need to hear a little bit more from Lyle about Elvis's generosity.
All right.
We were in Jackson, Mississippi, and he got word that a little boy in the hospital was dying and that he wanted to see Elvis, and he couldn't make it to the show. He was too sick to get to the show, and so we loaded up in cars and we went to the hospital, and Elvis was wearing Elvis met this little boy and talked to him, and he was wearing a cross that was made of garnets, and he took it off and he gave it to this child, and it was a real touching moment, just an hour or so before the show.
I hear the bells saying Christmas is near. They ring out to tell the world that this is the season of cheer. I
singing sweetly somewhere, and a glow fills my heart. I'm at peace with the world as the sound of their singing fills the air. Oh, why can't every day be like Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? For if every day could be just like Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be. I hear a child telling Santa what to bring, and the smile upon his tiny face is worth more to me than anything. Oh, why can't every day be like Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? For if every day could be just like Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be. Somewhere in the distant night, I hear Christmas bells. The gentle snow keeps falling down on people who are homeward bound. That's the way it's always been. The circle never really ends. Christmas seems to come and go. Home's a place that I don't know. Holly leaves and Christmas trees. It's that time of year. Lights are gold and mistletoe don't mean a thing when you're not here. As I walk this lonely street, the sound of snow beneath my feet, I think of how it used to be. When holly leaves and Christmas trees used to mean so much to me.
Steps that lead to any church form a stairway to a star. They're part of God and should be trod more often than they are.
I believe in the man sky.
The man in the sky.
I believe with his help I'll get by.
His help I'll get by.
steps may falter, my eyes may grow dim, but he's my Gibraltar. I'm trusting in him. Though a sparrow is all I may be,
is all I may be.
On me he will still keep an eye. Yes, I'm singing his praise till the end of my days. I believe in the man in the sky.
Oh, a sparrow is all I may be.
Sparrow am I.
On me he will still keep an eye.
Keep an eye. Yes, I'm singing his praise till the end of my days. I believe in the man in the sky.
I read a lot of philosophy and some poetry. Have you ever heard of a book called Leaves of Gold? It's by different people. It's different men's philosophy on life and death and everything else. Well, that type of stuff interests me, to get into these different people's opinions on different things.
So high,
so high, you can't get over.
So wide,
so wide, you can't get around.
So low,
so low, you can't
get around.
You must come in at the door.
It is high,
so high, you can't get over.
It's wide,
so wide, you can't get around.
I know it's so low,
so low, you can't get up.
You might as well.
All right, I got this list, the other list I was talking about.
Okay.
RockandRollGarage.com. Mm. They picked the best rock and roll Christmas songs of all time.
Okay.
No special order. This is just a compiled list of what they think are the best Christmas songs.
Okay.
All right. We got Merry Christmas by Slade from 1973.
Okay.
This is a good one. Run, Run, Rudolph by Chuck Berry from 1958.
Oh, I love that one, yeah.
Step Into Christmas by Elton John from 1974.
Okay.
Sleigh Ride by the Ronettes, 1963. That's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Another classic from 1957, Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms.
Okay.
Got to have that on there. Christmas All Over Again from 1995, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Okay.
The Wonderful Christmas Time, Paul McCartney from 1979.
Yeah, I like that.
The Kinks, Father Christmas, 1977.
Mm-hmm.
The Beach Boys, Little Saint Nick. I forgot about that one.
I like that one, yeah.
Happy Christmas, War is Over, John Lennon. Merry Christmas by the Ramones from 1989. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
They picked number 12 on my list here. This is no particular order, but this is the last one. Blue Christmas by Elvis Presley.
I told you he'd make it at least once. They can't claim that they're doing a rock list and leave him off.
Absolutely. Christmas especially.
Yeah.
All right. You've got some more great Elvis generosity stories you're going to share and a bunch of great Christmas music coming up. And we're going to do a little set of some people who knew Elvis closely and they talk about him.
Oh, nice.
That's all happening right here, right now on You Know What, Blue Suede Connection.
Hey, everybody. Every time me and Cousin Goober pass through Memphis, we stop in at E.P. Boulevard Pawn Shop inside the Marlowe's, and we visit Cousin John and check out all his Elvis collectibles. They'll make you say Shazam.
Hi, it's Dan and T.L. from Blue Suede Connection.
Thank you for making the connection.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a blessed and Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
Now back to the music.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, precious Lord, lead me home. In my way, don't you, precious Lord, lead me home. In my life, is almost take my hand, precious love. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand,
lead me on, let me stand at a time. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious love.
All right, I love hearing all these stories you've been sharing about Elvis and his generosity. Yeah. And I know the list is very large, so you've got plenty more you can share with us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we all know that Elvis's favorite holiday was Christmas.
Yes.
And his very first Christmas at Graceland was in 57 when his mother was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And he went around and he gave out $1,000 bills.
Okay.
I don't think they make a $1,000 bill, do they?
Yeah.
Okay, because it does say a $1,000 bill.
I've got plenty in my pocket right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can I see one?
I also lie like a rug.
Okay. So he gave $1,000 bills out to his employees for Christmas bonus for the guys and stuff.
Okay.
He also gave out $100 bills to his younger cousins. And he even gave the paper boy $100 and told him to keep the change when he delivered his paper one morning.
You know, that paper boy probably, if he's still with it, he has never forgot that day.
Exactly. One of his first maids, I guess, didn't have a car, and
right.
she'd have to walk a mile from her house to the bus stop. So first Christmas there at Graceland, he bought her a car, so she didn't have to walk anymore. Then if you fast forward a few years, about 10 years, he was given, I never heard of this, a bubble car as a Christmas gift in 67 to the colonel.
Wow, okay.
What is a bubble car?
I don't know. It sounds like a round car with wheels.
He gave him a boat as well, and he tried to give him a plane, but Parker declined the plane because he said it was too costly for upkeep.
Right.
He didn't want to.
Very cool.
That's so
okay.
funny. So January of 69, Elvis, he shared his most special and unique gift. And he was so pleased to be working at American Studios at the time. Royal Hamilton was there, and one of his musical heroes. So Elvis gave him a song, Angelica, that he had intended to record himself, but he gave it to Roy.
Cool.
I think that's really cool. I wonder what Elvis would have sounded like doing that song.
I don't know. It would have been good, but Roy's version was really good. I've heard it.
Yeah, so, yeah. So Elvis went on major shopping sprees during Christmas holidays, often shutting down the stores so he could do his Christmas shopping with all the gang. Of course, Joe Esposito and his family, Jerry Schilling, you know, their wives, everybody was there. Elvis gave Priscilla's brother a Mustang.
Wow.
That was like a really cool gift. He gave Muhammad Ali a boxing robe, inscribed the People's Champion over the holiday.
I've seen pictures of that. Very nice.
Yep. J.D. Sumner gave him so many gifts that J.D. Had said that he probably had about $100,000 worth of jewelry that Elvis had given him over the years.
A jewelry store there.
Yeah, his gift giving just goes on and on and on and on.
And you can keep going on and on with that list.
Yep, we could talk a little bit more if we wanted to.
All right, let's get back to some interesting music here. But before I do, I want to tell you that Ed Enoch sang in the stamps with Elvis.
Right.
Terry Blackwood, he was in the Imperials. He sang with Elvis.
Okay.
They're all going to share with you right now.
Him. Okay.
Cool.
That was an amazing time in my life, and it was a kind of a fairy tale. At times, I have to pinch myself and try to think back at those wonderful days of singing with Elvis and touring with him, and it just doesn't seem real. But it was a great time to see one of a kind piece of talent touch so many hearts and all aspects of the business. He was a good actor, I thought, and what he did. He was a tremendous singer, tremendous man to be around. And as Grandma said about soul, he had all the soul for all of us. The room, when he was around, seemed to reek that soul and that feeling of his presence.
That sweet
I'm found. Was blind. Bright shining as the sun, we know less days to sing God's praise than when we first.
Kinder man, a more generous man, who really cared about people and made us feel so welcome every time we were with him, and loved life and loved people, and where that places him in the kingdom or in God's care is only for God to know. But I know that he was a good man to us, and we thoroughly enjoyed working with him.
Six foot six, stood on the ground, weighed 235 pounds, but I saw that giant of a man brought down, released by love. You in the eye and never back up. But I saw him crying like a little whippoorwill because of love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, like the world it conquers our land. Strong enough to rule the heart of any man, just think of love. He can lift you up, he can put you down, take your world and turn it on. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. So men like me, they worry and doubt, fuddle their minds day in and day out. Too busy with your living to worry about. Think of love. Your mother's tenderness as she holds a young kid.
can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand. Like the wind, it covers our land. Strong enough to rule the heart of any man. This thing called love. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Oh man, I hate to do this. Aww. I was having such a good time today.
I know. Is it really the end?
It is.
That went by fast.
It sure did. Great Christmas music, great stories, all Elvis. You can't go wrong.
What a bummer.
What a great year it's been of Blue Suede Connections and great shows, huh?
Yeah, you know, with the year that we've all had, Blue Suede Connections has definitely been an escape for us.
Absolutely, and we hope for you at home, too. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. It's our little party. It's a safe little party to get together every week and have fun.
That's right. You don't have to go anywhere.
No.
You just have to turn on your computer or your laptop or your radio dial, and there you go.
Turn us on and let us turn you on.
Oh, what?
The music.
Okay.
Any closing words for our great friends out there, baby?
I sincerely want to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday, and I prayfully wish that your new year is full of health, wealth, and happiness.
Ditto from me, too. All right, folks, we're going to do this all again next week. Say it with me, TL.
Same bat time,
same bat channel.
Ho, ho, ho.
There is no greater gift one person can give another in this world than to give of himself. And for all Elvis has given the world through his incredible body of work, his greatest legacy to his millions and millions of fans was his kindness and his generous heart.
Midnight prayers so softly whispered in a cathedral's candlelight, bring the message of the holidays on a snowy Christmas night. Holly and hidden mistletoe, symbols of the season's might. Joyful faces everywhere we go on a snowy Christmas night. Give thanks. Been good to you on a snowy Christmas night. Mother Nature wears a bridal gown for the world's dressed in white. There's a silent glow that fills the earth on a snowy Christmas night. Give thanks for all you've been blessed with, and hold your loved ones tight, for you know the Lord's been good to you on a snowy Christmas night. For you know the Lord's been good to you on a snowy Christmas night.
Hi, it's Dan and TL from Blue Suede Connection.
Thank you for making the connection.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a blessed and happy New Year.
Thank you for listening.
Blue, blue, blue Christmas.
Elvis has left the building. Thank you and good night.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.